The other side of recent wild horse stories. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. While some negative attention has recently been given to the Bureau of Land Management's wild horse roundups that occur in western states to manage the wild horse population, with two stories hitting mainstream media portraying the practice as cruel and unnecessary. And now the National Horse and Bureau Range Land Management Coalition has issued a statement in response, saying that the stories released by NBC News and NBCNews.com portray only select facts and a narrow part of the reality surrounding wild horses on the western range. The statement points out that while regarded by many as icons of the American West, free-roaming horses are in fact non-native species, a threat in rangelands and native plant and animal species. But managed at appropriate population levels, wild horses are not a menace even to those with whom range is shared. The coalition also goes on to clarify that it is not accurate to call wild horses and burros endangered, since the problem is actually an overpopulation of horses and burros in and beyond many herd management areas. It goes on to say that it is also inaccurate for these reports to depict only healthy horses or rangelands, as while this does exist, so does unhealthy horses and degraded range. Finally, considering the tens of thousands of horses gathered over the past decades, it's also unfair to focus on a few instances of potentially inappropriate gather methods. While not perfect, the statement says the Bureau of Land Management works hard to maintain humane gather methods. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.